Okay, we're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the September 12th, 2022 meeting of the University City City Council to order at 6:31 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay?
Present.
Councilmember Klein?
Here.
Councilmember McMahon?
Here.
Councilmember Hills?
Here.
Councilmember Cusick?
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson is excused for training. Mayor Cross.
Here. Before you, you have the agenda, and I believe Mr. Rose would like to, has requested a motion to move item number J1 down to K2. Is there a motion made by Mr. Hales? Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You now have before you the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you two proclamations, one of which is for the Redbird Rookies Day in University City, and the other is for the Commission on Stormwater Recognition. I would like to take a moment, as we don't normally read the entire resolution, to at least say that the City Council of University City, Missouri hereby does recognize and applaud the members of the Commission on Stormwater Issues, the Public Works Director, and staff on receiving the distinguished 2022 James Lee Witt Local Award for Excellence in floodplain management. I know this has been a very trying time for our community and of course for our employees as well. And I am pleased that I know all my colleagues are as well, that we got this level of recognition for our employees and for the Stormwater Commission as well. So to all of those folks, thank you very much. You have before you the amendment, the minutes of July 11th, 2022, the study session minutes with the Trinity Annex. Is there a motion to approve?
Move.
Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the August 8th, 2022 study session of active shooter proposed bike path. Active shooter and proposed bike path. Is there a motion to approve? Motion by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the August 8th, 2022 regular session minutes. Motion to approve. By Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Now you have before you the August 22nd, 2022 special session minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. There are no appointments. Helen Fuller was sworn into the Historic Preservation Commission on August 22nd in the city clerk's office. We did receive a number of citizen participation statements. The city clerk has provided all of those to all of us on council, and we appreciate the citizens taking the time to share their thoughts and concerns with us on the agenda items and on non-agenda items as well. We now have before us a public hearing for the parking text amendment. The hearing is opened at 6:35 p.m. We have received all public comments by electronic transmission. Thus, I will close this hearing at 6:36 p.m. You now have before you the amended consent agenda with items J2, 3, and 4. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this item asks that you receive an update on our recovery efforts from the historic flooding that occurred on July the 26th, as well as additional flooding on July the 28th. The Disaster Recovery Center opened on Friday, August the 26th, and it has a number of organizations that are operating out of that center, one being FEMA, and certainly also including the Small Business Association. Tonight I have here with us Corey Williams, who is with the Small Business Association, that will provide you with some information about their particular operation. Corey?
Yes, thank you so much, City Manager Rose. And thank you, Mayor, for allowing me to present this evening. My name is Corey Williams, Public Information Officer with the U.S. Small Business Administration's Office of Disaster Assistance. And I've been here in town since August 9th. We received the declaration on August the 8th in regard to the July 25th through the 28th flooding that occurred in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and the independent city of St. Louis. So the first thing that I always want to state is that as a part of this presidential declaration, there's a program that is opened up that's called Individuals and Households Program, or better known as Individual Assistance, which allows direct federal assistance to businesses of all sizes, homeowners, renters, and nonprofits. So the first step in the disaster recovery process is to register with FEMA. And there are now four ways to actually register with FEMA. You can go to disasterassistance.gov. You can call the 800 number, which is 1-800-621-3362. And a lot of people don't realize that 3362 actually spells out FEMA. Or you can download the FEMA mobile app. And then, of course, as City Manager Rose mentioned, that we have a disaster recovery center that's open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Centennial Commons, and on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The hours have they'll continue to kind of modify as the needs of the community of University City exist. But once someone registers with FEMA, they may receive a referral to the U.S. Small Business Administration's Office of Disaster Assistance. And the first question everyone always asks as a homeowner or renter is, why SBA? I don't own a business. Well, again, in times of disaster, the U.S. Small Business Administration's Office of Disaster Assistance offers low interest disaster assistance loans to not only businesses of all sizes, but homeowners, renters, and nonprofits. Businesses can borrow up to $2 million to repair or replace disaster damaged real estate, machinery, inventory, and equipment. But the most important thing that I always like to emphasize for business owners in University City is the need for working capital to sustain the business during this operational period. And that's the purpose of the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, which, you know, when you think about maintaining lease obligations, paying your employees, whatever it takes to keep the business operational, that's the purpose of the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. And with the business loan program, interest rates are as low as 2.935%, no closing costs, no cost to apply, no prepayment penalties. All of our loans are amortized up to 30 years, and it's a five-month deferment. So unlike traditional bank loans where, you know, if you close on a loan in August, your first payment's due in October, you have the time to use the capital as you see fit, make physical repairs to the property, and do whatever it takes. And then you start the recovery process or the repayment process in that five-month period. Now, nonprofits are also treated very similar to businesses in the fact that they can borrow up to $2 million, but it's a fixed interest rate of 1.875%. Again, no closing costs, no cost to apply, no prepayment penalties, and nonprofits can experience economic injury as well. So let me give you a case in point of it, a quick example. So let's say we had a festival that was set to happen in University City, and due to the flooding, let's say they were anticipating selling 100 booths, and now because of the flooding, they only end up selling 50 booths. Well, that is economic injury, because that anticipated revenue of that nonprofit, whether it's a church, a chamber, or any nonprofit organization, was impacted by this particular disaster. So that is economic injury. And a lot of times, even though we have a deadline of March 8th, 2023 for economic injury, many businesses will wait until month 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 to realize they've had drops in sales for the first 3 months of the disaster, or they had to lay off some of their best employees because the books are tight. So those are all signs of economic injury. And it's very important to be proactive in the process as a University City business owner or nonprofit to be able to identify that economic injury early. Now, the key connect is where in regard to homeowners and renters. This is how the partnership with FEMA works. So if a homeowner receives a referral to the U.S. Small Business Administration, it's very important to complete that application, because if we are unable to approve a homeowner for a loan, we're going to refer them back to FEMA for a program called Other Needs Assistance, or what's considered unmet needs. So homeowners, again, can borrow up to $200,000 to repair, replace disaster damaged real estate, and up to $40,000 to repair, replace disaster damaged personal property, which would include any vehicles that may have been lost. Interest rates for homeowners is as low as 1.688%. Again, I'm not going to give the whole spiel about the no closing costs, but renters also can borrow up to $40,000 to repair or replace their disaster damaged personal property, as well as any vehicles that may have been damaged as well. So that is the key connecting how SBA partners with FEMA in regard to helping out those that were referred to the U.S. Small Business Administration. That's why it's critical. And I can't emphasize this enough, how critical it is if someone as a University City homeowner or renter, if they receive a referral to the U.S. Small Business Administration, it's incumbent to complete that application. Because again, if we're unable to approve someone for a loan, we're going to refer them back to FEMA for further grant assistance. And the question they may ask is, well, we don't want a loan. Well, the one thing I would say, our counter to that argument is, what if we're not able to approve you for a loan? Then we're going to refer you back to FEMA for grant assistance. And again, we do look at credit history. We look at repayment ability. So anyone that has those concerns, and then if you are approved for a loan, you're under no obligation to take the loan. But we are approaching deadlines very closely now. The deadline to apply for physical damage now is October the 7th. So we're right around the corner, and we're inside that 30-day deadline for the actual physical deadline. Now, if you have economic injury only, again, it's March 8, 2023. And if you're unable to visit one of the disaster recovery centers, you always can apply online by going to disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. Again, I'm going to repeat, disasterloanassistance.sba.gov, or you can call the 800-659-2955, which is the SBA customer service number. But the one thing we don't want is any University City homeowner, business owner, nonprofit, or renter to not know that there are programs there to help you as a result of this July 25th through the 28th flooding. And thank you, Mayor, and thank you, City Manager Rose, for allowing me to present today.
Honorable Mayor, and before proceeding with additional information on the update, I would open it up for questions for Mr. Williams.
It's fine.
Yeah, I just have a quick comment. Your explanation was fantastic, very thorough. I really appreciate it. My husband and I came in there into the office last week, I think, and I I don't think it's always being communicated as clearly, you know, to people as they're coming through those different stations. So, you know, I think that, you know, I hope that people can get the information that you just delivered, because that explains everything. And I think some of the components are sometimes missing in communicating that to residents.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I've been on the media and been in the newspapers. I always try to just put as much of that information out there. And we have great customer service representatives from FEMA and SBA that try to emphasize that messaging. And the common thing that people do is when they say, go see our friends at SBA, they'll go to the table, they'll get a fact sheet, and then they think that they've completed the process, when in actuality, they have not. So the more I think that we message it and the more we get the word across to University City homeowners and renters, the better off they'll be. Because again, I don't want to have anyone miss out on any particular benefits because they didn't, you know, follow through with the entire disaster recovery process. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I would echo Councilmember Klein's appreciation of your succinct and comprehensive explanation. And my question is to the city manager, is there a way to just have this portion of the council meeting? Of course, all council meetings are archived and available to the public, but can we put just Mr. Williams' explanation somewhere in our flood resources? Because I think we've certainly been great about putting things out in a variety of ways. Some people are more verbal learners. And so if hearing it from Mr. Williams, I think might resonate in a way perhaps the written word does not. So is that something we think we can place on our website?
Mayor, Councilmember Clell, certainly work with Mike Carlin to see if it's possible to carve out his presentation, where we can place that information on our website. I just don't have a good answer for you tonight, but we'll work with Mike to try and accomplish that.
And the deadline, I've seen communication coming out about that, and I'm looking for something succinct. I know the city will put out information. I know some of us send information to our constituents. Is there something concise that says, hey, October 7th is the last day for, I believe it's to make a physical claim. Is there something that has gone out that just says that very succinctly that myself and perhaps other colleagues could just forward out to our constituents?
I think there is a FEMA press release that has come out, and I will make sure to get it to City Manager Rose, and then he can disseminate it to you all. So I'm about 99% certain. I've seen that FEMA sends out press releases on a daily basis, so I'll make sure to get the most pertinent one in regard to the deadline.
Thank you.
Questions?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Williams, I have a question. The paperwork required of the SBA for any homeowner, there's actually quite a bit of paperwork that has to be completed. I've spoken with a couple of residents that have started the process, and they've explained that it's rather confusing to do the application process online through the SBA portal because you have to download forms. Some of the forms you can email them back. Some of them can be emailed back with original signatures. Some of them have to be notarized, and some of them, again, can be downloaded or mailed back to the SBA. And again, there's a lot of different forms that are completed. If someone comes into the area, to the community center where you're located, are you able to help them complete all those forms right there, or do they just submit the basic application to you and then they have to do the rest of the forms that are required by the SBA online?
That's an outstanding question, Councilmember Cusick. And I'm glad you asked that. So what those actual documents are, those are actually the loan closing documents, because the mortgage, because of course, if we have anything, any loan amount over $25,000, for the home loan amount, it does require a second mortgage. So those are the documents that are actually loan closing documents, not application documents. So they've already been approved for the process. And a homeowner or renter, anyone closing on the loan, they have the option to do their closing at the any of the disaster recovery centers. They can go in and they can have one of the customer service representatives walk through all the paperwork. And then most likely the document that has to be notarized, it has to be within St. Louis County, is like the mortgage documents. And they can go to the county, get those documents notarized and bring them back. Notarized and stamped. Usually they have to be stamped because they have to record the mortgage in that particular, in St. Louis County, where the county clerk's located. So that's actually a good sign, Councilman Cusick, that those kind of documents are being processed, because that means they are approved for the loan. That's not an application itself.
So then, to reiterate, I can, if I have people that have already been approved for a loan, but they have a problem getting the documents back to the SBA, they could come in and you could help them get those documents in order?
That's correct. They can do the entire closing at that facility. We have customer service representatives staffed at every disaster recovery location. They'll do all the paperwork, scan all the documents in, and expedite the closing so the homeowners, renters, businesses, and nonprofits can get their money quickly.
Very good. Thank you very much for that information.
Thank you, Councilmember Cusick.
Any other questions? If not, thank you very much, Mr. Williams. You seem to have been a hit tonight.
Congrats. Well, thank you, Mayor Crow. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions at a later council meeting at any point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, there are a few more comments that I would like to provide on this item. First of all, we're started today making our final pass through for bulk item pickups that is connected or tied to our normal bulk item pickups. We are being sensitive to the fact that we know that some of our residents have not been able to provide or set out their debris that is from the flood. So we're being sensitive to that. But I would ask the residents to, if it is not a flood-related debris, then please adhere to the normal standards that would apply for bulk item pickups. So we will, we're scheduled to complete the East on the 16th. On September the 19th, we'll start the Central. That runs through September the 23rd, and we will start the West on September the 26th, and it runs through September the 30th. And that information, as far as times, can be found in the city calendar. It's my intention, as I have expressed to you before, to file a notice of intent to participate in FEMA's buyout program, and also to participate in their, hopefully, being able to get funding for the construction of the detention basin. That application is due by September the 23rd, so I'll have additional information for you after that date. This week, I'm scheduled to meet with representatives from the Metropolitan Sewer District. The purpose for the meeting is twofold. One, it's to better understand MSD's role relative to the management of the River De Pere. And secondly, it's to determine if they can provide financial support if we're successful in participating in FEMA's buyout program, as well as for the detention basin project. Finally, I wanted to provide you with what the flood has cost thus far. This is just financial hard dollars impact. If you approve the agenda item tonight, which is item K2, we will have spent roughly $1.65 million. We're watching that number very closely. As I've indicated to you before, we're in a very strong financial position. We're in this position because the council recognized that we want to be prepared in case incidents occur. And so our intention is to watch the amount that we spend very closely and to make sure that council is aware of how much it is impacting us. Again, we anticipate that we will get reimbursed some of those funds through insurance as well as through FEMA. And I would be happy to respond to any questions that you have on any of those items.
Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Mr. Rose, once the application has been submitted to the state of Missouri indicating our desire to participate in the program, what will be the next steps? Do you know what the next steps will be? What will they be, and what kind of timeline are we talking about?
The initial step is just to express an interest in these projects, and then they will ultimately need to complete an application for both projects. Beyond that, I cannot tell you what the time frame is. I'm hopeful that once we complete the interest in these projects, and once we have completed the application, they can give us some idea of what the timeline is for consideration, either up or down, being approved or denied.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Rose? Hearing none, Mr. Rose, let's continue.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, I'd ask that item J1 be moved to the City Manager's Report up under item K2. This item asks that you consider the ratification of emergency purchases due to flooding. I would ask to add one additional item to those that are in your packet. That would be the purchase of a second trash truck for the total amount of $349,000. I am recommending this purchase as the addition of a new truck will improve our sanitation operations that is being hampered by equipment failures. And so I'm sure many of you have received calls about delayed either recycling or trash pickup, and that is due to equipment failure. So we're trying to minimize that from occurring. Included in the report that you were provided with earlier today, it outlines the equipment that we have, but also reflects the age of that equipment. And so where some of the equipment was damaged due to the flood, some of the equipment is simply old and continues to fail. So I would be happy to respond to any questions that you have.
Mr. Hales.
Just a quick clarification. You mentioned a second trash truck. We have a fleet of trash trucks. This is the second new one of this year. And this was, I believe you mentioned, budgeted to be replaced or purchased in the next fiscal year. Is that correct?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Hales, that is correct. The truck that was purchased was scheduled to be purchased this year. I am effectively recommending moving up this second trash truck from next fiscal year to be purchased this fiscal year.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the city manager? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move into unfinished business. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading of Bill number 9472.
Bill 9472, an ordinance amending section 400.2140 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to the schedule of off-street parking space requirements by establishing a minimum parking requirement for retail stores with more than 45,000 square feet of combined space.
We have the third reading.
Bill 9472, an ordinance amending section 400.2140 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to the schedule of off-street parking space requirements by establishing a minimum parking requirement for retail stores with more than 45,000 square feet of combined space.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein? I see you. Councilmember
Aye.
McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hills?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay? Mayor Crow?
Aye. Aye. The bill has passed. May we have the second reading of Bill number 9475.
Bill 9475, an ordinance approving three final right-of-way dedication plats for land along McKnight Place, south of Delmar Boulevard.
We have the third reading.
Bill 9475, an ordinance approving three final right-of-way dedication plats for land along McKnight Place, south of Delmar Boulevard.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hills?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The bill has passed. We'll now move to new business. New business, bill number 9479. May we please have the first reading?
Bill 9479, an ordinance vacating and surrendering the right of way of Elmore Court.
Who would like to introduce? Mr. Hales. I think I need to do that first. I apologize. Who would like to introduce bill number 9480? Mr. Clay, may have the first reading.
Bill 9480, an ordinance vacating and surrendering the right-of-way of Orchard Court.
I'd like to introduce bill number 9481. Ms. Klein, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9481, an ordinance vacating and surrendering the right-of-way of Richard Court.
We'd like to introduce bill number 9482. Mr. Hales. May we have the first reading?
Bill 9482, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Market at Olive, Plat 4.
I'd like to introduce bill number 9483. Mr. Cusick, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9483, an ordinance.
Three. I apologize, okay.
Bill 9483, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Adjusted Lot 7 in Market at Olive, Plat 3R.
I'd like to introduce Bill 9484.
Excuse me, Mayor. On Bill number 9483, when the city clerk read it out, she used the word major instead of minor. I don't know if that needs to be.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
Thank you for catching that, and we appreciate the fact that you've now corrected the record. Bill number 9484. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Klein. We have the first reading.
Bill 9484, an ordinance approving a right-of-way dedication plat for a portion of Trinity Avenue north of Delmar Boulevard adjacent to the City Hall Civic Complex.
I'd like to introduce bill number 9485. Mr. Cusick, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9485. Mayor, I think Councilmember Clay is trying to get your attention.
I apologize. Did I skip something?
On Bill 9484, an ordinance approving the clerks at a right of way. This says one of way. So I think there's errors in what we received. The clerk read it correctly.
Correct. But
there's
correct. Over. The okay. there was there the spacing of the computer gobbled it a bit. Thank you for bringing that up. I think you were reading Bill number 9485. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Bill 9485, an ordinance authorizing the city of University City, Missouri to issue its taxable industrial revenue bonds, Delmar Boulevard Redevelopment Area Project, Series 2022, in a principal amount not to exceed $90 million for the purpose of providing funds to pay the cost of acquiring, constructing, and improving a facility for an industrial development project in the city, approving a plan for the project, and authorizing the city to enter into certain agreements and take certain other actions in connection therewith. Thank
you very much. Who would like to introduce Bill number 9486? Mr. McMahon, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9486, an ordinance designating a certain tract of land in the city of University City as a blighted area, approving the development plan for the Delmar Boulevard Redevelopment Area, approving a development and performance agreement in connection with the development plan, and authorizing the city to enter into certain agreements and take certain other actions in connection therewith.
Let's now move forward onto council reports and business. Are there any reports from members of council? Hearing none. Are there any council comments this evening? The only comment I would have, and I know that you all will join me in this, is to congratulate Blueberry Hill and Joe Edwards on their 50th anniversary. There's been a lot of press about the 50th anniversary of Blueberry Hill, and I think the celebration continues. So if you get a chance to go in and congratulate the staff and Mr. Edwards on the creation of Blueberry Hill and its longevity and the gift that it just keeps on giving back to our community. So congratulations to them. I do not believe that we have the need of an executive session tonight. So if there's nothing else to come before the body, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.